Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Time. They say it flies. Time heals all wounds. Time and tide wait for no one. Today, let's talk a little bit about time, its nature, and its meaning. Modern physics tells us that time is an illusion. It's just a concept created in our minds. Einstein showed that time is relative based on the observer and the speed that you're traveling at. The faster you move through space, the slower you move through time. It's strange, but it's true. Scientists also talk about the arrow of time, where we appear to move in one direction, getting older, not younger, as we go. But why can't time flow backwards, too? These are some of the mysteries that physicists struggle with when it comes to understanding time. Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. But what exactly makes time move the way it does is puzzling. Time keeps on ticking in one direction, forward. We each have experience with time in our own way. Time seems to speed up as we get older. We remember those long, lazy summer days when we were kids, don't we? Now years seem to go by in a blink, and holidays come around faster every year. Time marches on. Days turn into months, into years. Every moment is precious, and it's gone forever. The book of James reminds us that our lives are like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. But Psalm 90 brings us some comfort, too. It says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." The secret seems to be staying in the present and grateful as we move through the gift of time that we're given. Time also plays an important part in many faiths and spiritual traditions. In Christianity, time, beginning with creation, builds toward the coming of God's kingdom on earth. In Buddhism, time forms a wheel or cycle that leads to new births and rebirths. Hinduism sees time unfold through four eras over long stretches of history. Aboriginal cultures think of time as a snaking river interconnected with all parts of life. Ancient traditions have created calendars, from the Mayans to the Chinese to the ancient Egyptians, attempting to track time's course. Through symbols, patterns, these calendars map the time and the seasons. They remind us that time has shaped civilization since the beginning of mankind. There is a time for everything and a season for every purpose under heaven. Time takes on meaning when we look at it through a spiritual lens. Our scriptures, our symbols, our ceremonies all allow us to position ourselves within time's great tide. We know time should be cherished, but managing it can be challenging. We make ambitious New Year's resolutions to use our time better, to get up earlier, be more productive, waste less time. But old habits die hard, and before January is over, we forget the resolutions, we get distracted. Time keeps slipping away. But Paul says in Romans, "I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do I do not do, but what I hate I do." Paul, like us, definitely struggled with time management too. The battle between shoulds and wants. Only so much time, deadlines to be met, but we don't always feel like using our time wisely. If only we could control time. Benjamin Franklin wisely said this, "Do you love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of." Easier said than done, Ben. But we can aim to follow Jesus' advice and just take each day as it comes without worrying so much about the past or the future. As we struggle with using time wisely, we also might want to think about the legacy we leave for future generations. What imprints are we making for those who come after us? Sometimes it's scary to think about how one person's actions can ripple through history, for good or bad. When we pollute the planet, throw gas on the fire, we create divisions, we plant seeds of harm that our kids inherit. But when we build peace, when we spread hope, these things are passed down to our kids too. Here's what the prophet Micah says. "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God?" If we do these things, time becomes the gift that it's meant to be. We've talked about time, science, personal points of view, spiritual views of time. We've touched on how our legacy changes depending what seeds we sow. No doubt time is an intriguing subject. It can never be understood. But let's resolve to make the most of the time we have, to dream, to give back, to pay attention, to enjoy life's pleasures. Let's do our part to bring joy to our little space and time we occupy. Let's not forget that God is always with us. Thank you for listening today. May time reveal its treasures to you in the days ahead in 2024.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.